أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولوطا إذ قال لقومه أتأتون الفاحشة وأنتم تبصرون أئنكم لتأتون الرجال شهوة من دون النساء بل أنتم قوم تجهلون فما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا أخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم إنهم أناس يتطهرون فأنجيناه وأهله إلا امرأته قدرناها من الغابرين وأمطرنا عليهم مطرا فساء مطر المنذرين صدق الله العظيم. This is the third incident that Allah تبارك وتعالى mentions and speaks about in the surah, Surah An-Naml. First, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the incident of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, and then thereafter Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wa salam, which was abridged and the synopsis of his entire incident. And again here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks very briefly about the Nabi of Allah Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wa salam. And again, in brevity, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions one or two important aspects. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةِ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبُصِرُونَ. And regarding Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, remember the time when he said to his people, أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةِ. Do you approach indecency? Do you come to indecency? وَأَنْتُمْ تُبُصِرُونَ. Whilst you can see, and what do you see? The reality is this, that you know and you realize and you understand that what you are doing is totally indecent. It is something that is not acceptable by insan, by mankind. And even if there was no shariat or there was no deen in place, one man would never approach another man. It is not within the nature of man to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had never created you like this, but you have gone against norm and practice. And in this way, Lut alayhi salatu wassalam would address his people. أَيْنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِّن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ. Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam continuously spoke to his people with regards to this issue that they were involved in sodomy, that do you approach men with desire, leaving out women? بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. Nay, certainly you are an ignorant people. And here Lut alayhi salatu wassalam in this way would continuously remind them that how indecent this act is, how shameful it is, how it is abhorred by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how much it is not acceptable. When the point and time came, and when he continuously reminded them, there was no response that his people could give. There was no way they could have justified it. So what did they do and what did they say? فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِ. That there was no answer and no reply for his people. إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَخْرِجُوا آلَ لُوتٍ مِّنْ قَرْيَتِكُمْ. Except one reply and one response was, أَخْرِجُوا آلَ لُوتٍ مِّنْ قَرْيَتِكُمْ. Expel, drive Lut and his people away from your city, from your village. And that was the only one answer that they could have given, and that was to threaten Lut alayhi salatu wassalam that they will drive Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam out of the city. إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَخَّرُونَ. For certainly they are a people who desire, they are a people who claim that they are very clean, they are very pure, so we are impure. So if they are pure, then they should be removed from our community and they should be removed from our society. But obviously, that was their desire, that was their plan. But فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but then we had emancipated and saved Lut alayhi salatu wassalam and his people and his family. إِلَّا مَرْأَتَ. Except his wife. Now we discussed this, that on the one hand she was sympathetic towards the people, and on the other hand, when the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to come down upon the people of Lut alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's explicit instruction to Lut alayhi salatu wassalam was, take your family and move forth. And all those people who move ahead and do not look back and do not lag behind, they will be saved. But his wife turned around and she lagged behind, and the result was that Allah Rabbul Izzah says, قَدَّرْنَاهَا مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. We had destined and we had decreed that she be amongst those who were kept behind, those who remained behind, and in that she was also destroyed with the people of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا. Allah says, and we rained upon them a different type of rain, and that was the rain of stones that had come down. فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. And evil is the rain that comes down upon those that were warned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Nabis, by the servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then they did not accept that warning, they did not change their lives, and that was a very evil rain that had come, and the rain of stones that had come upon them. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Allah relates and narrates to us these three incidents, and if we look at it and we relate it into the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should not lose sight of the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had actually begun speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the Qur'an Kareem, in the very beginning of the surah. Very briefly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and how Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was given nubuwat by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him to Mount Tur. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you are amongst these chosen servants that will have this good fortune and had the good fortune of becoming the recipients of the wahi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the qissa and in the story of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that he was also a Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought him to the point of strength where he was able to tell Bilqis, no matter how big her army may have been and no matter what her strength was, that Allah ta'adu aliyya wa atuni muslimin, that do not rebel against me and come to me in a state of submission. And this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam at Fateh Makkah. That Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam entered Makkah at a point of strength. And there Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam made the declaration that all those who enter the haram of Makkah, they will be safe. Those that go into the house of Umm Hani, they will be safe. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought that day to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that from a point of strength, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was able to forgive the people. And like how Bilqis submitted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of Makkah submitted to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, his people had planned and plot to kill him, to assassinate him, to surround his house, and they were going to do that at night. And like we discussed yesterday, we find that in Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam's life, at that point in time, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded him to leave Makkah Mukarrama, it was that time when the people of Makkah had also planned and plotted to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What was left, they had to action their plan, and they surrounded the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that like how the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to drive Lut alayhi salatu wasalam out of his house, out of his community and his village, the people of Makkah also intended to drive Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam out of his house. But in all these instances, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had always kept the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam dominant, and the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remained dominant. Allah had always emancipated and saved the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala relates all this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to show that the help and the nusrat of Allah will always be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.